Welcome to the Rooflines Podcast, produced by Virginia Realtors, where we serve up real talk about real estate in Virginia. On each episode, we break down trends in the housing market and help you make sense of what's going on in Virginia's real estate industry and what's on the horizon.
In this episode, we will talk about the financial burden that many renters and homebuyers experience in housing and signs that there may be some relief. Then we will discuss how those in their prime home buying years, Gen Z and millennials in Virginia, are impacted by unaffordability in the market. Hello, and welcome to Rooflines. My name is Dominique Fair, one of the research associates here at Virginia Realtors. And today I am joined by my fellow research associate, Abel. How are you doing, Abel?
I'm doing pretty good. How about you?
I'm great, and I'm really excited to get into today's topic. Did you want to try to kick things off?
Yes, today's topic is all about affordability, an issue that has plagued both the for sale market and the rental market for the last few years. First, we will talk about renters. According to a report by the Joint Center of Housing Studies at Harvard University, 22.4 million renters were cost burdened in 2022, up from 20.9 million in 2019.
And of those 22.4 million renters, 12.1 million of them were severely cost burdened, meaning they spent more than 50% of their income on housing.
The rise in cost burdened renters was due to a large part of the lack of rental supply. The U.S. has been underbuilding for over a decade, a problem that was exacerbated during the pandemic with labor shortages and supply chain issues.
With less supply on the market, rent prices began to rise as renters began competing for more space. Between 2019 and 2023, rental prices rose 30.4%.
While rent prices were on the rise, renters' incomes were unable to keep pace with wages, which went up 20.2% during the same period.
And low-income renters, those that are making $30,000 a year, were hit hardest by affordability issues, with households having $310 left over after rent and utilities.
They also struggled to find more affordable units at this time. The JCHS report found that the deficit of affordable units went from 4.9 million in 2001 to 7.8 million in 2021.
Sounds like a tough time to be a renter.
It definitely was, but we have seen things start to shift in the market over the last year.
That's true. Although rents are still higher than they were pre-pandemic, it has begun to come down, with asking rents falling by 2% at the end of 2023.
A huge reason for that is the increased number of units on the market. After the construction boom in 2023, apartment deliveries hit a 36-year high, with 440,000 units completed. More units are set to hit the market, with Rent Cafe expecting 108,000 units to be delivered in 2024.
And with more units come more options for renters, which includes lower rents, concessions, and the opportunity for more affordable units to become available.
Since we're on the topic of supply and prices, why don't we talk about how home buyers have been affected by affordability issues?
Great transition, Abel. At the beginning of the pandemic, the need for more space coupled with lower mortgage rates made buying a home an easier option for many people. But as inflation began to rise and the Fed began raising rates to slow it down, by December of 2022, rates hit 6.42%, 3.32 basis points higher than the previous year.
Yep. And another issue potential buyers were facing during this time was supply. After the Great Recession, there was a drop off in construction of new homes. And once the pandemic hit, it only created further issues for builders. By 2022, the U.S. was short 4.5 million homes, according to Zillow.
And it wasn't just the lack of new construction that was impacting supply.
That's right, Dom. As rates began to climb, sellers wanted to hold onto their lower rate homes, a thing we like to call the lock-in effect. So not only were fewer homes being built, but existing inventory in the market began to shrink.
With less supply and increasing demand, home prices began to skyrocket. Since the start of 2020, prices jumped up 47%, bringing the median sales price to $389,400 in the first quarter of 2024.
And with those higher prices come higher mortgage payments. Monthly mortgage payments have grown 96% since 2020, with the typical payment at $2,200 in March of this year.
That is a lot of money coming out of someone's pocket, especially for first-time home buyers who not only have to save for a down payment, but also have to deal with student loan debt.
I remember an article you wrote about affordability challenges for Gen Z and millennials trying to buy a home. What was the income they needed?
So for a home buyer in Virginia, they would need $128,400 to afford a medium-priced home.
I am going to assume that younger people were not making that level of income needed, correct?
You would be correct. The estimated income for 25 to 44-year-olds in Virginia was $99,182. And this pattern of younger generations making less but needing more to afford homes was prevalent across all metro areas in Virginia.
Needing to make almost six figures to afford a home is crazy.
It is, but just like for renters, we are seeing that some areas of the housing market are beginning to shift.
Mortgage rates are a good example of that. After peaking at 7.79% in October of 2023, mortgage rates have dropped below 6.5% in the first few weeks of August, the lowest level in over a year.
They have. Unfortunately, prices have not come down, but that hasn't completely stopped people from buying homes. The National Association of Realtors just reported that existing sales went up 1.3% to 3.95 million in July.
We are also seeing more listings hit the market, with Realtor.com reporting that in July, active listings rose by 36.6%, the ninth consecutive month of inventory growth.
New construction is adding to that rise in supply. The National Association of Home Builders predicted a 4.7% increase in single-family starts this year, with newly constructed homes accounting for one-third of all home sales.
And new homes are coming with more incentives as buyers grapple with financial challenges. Sale incentives went up from 61% to 64% in August, while 33% of builders cut home prices.
And another way builders are offsetting buyer and construction costs is through townhome construction. Townhome starts were up 17.2% in the second quarter of 2024, the highest share the NAHB has seen since they began reporting numbers back in 1985.
Sounds like the market is beginning to move in a positive direction.
Well, hopefully it can continue that way. Stay tuned as Abel and I do a quick quiz. Earlier in the podcast, Abel asked me questions about an article I had written about affordability for younger generations in Virginia. So now it's my turn to quiz him on a recent article he wrote about renter and homeowner affordability. Ready, Abel?
Bring on the quiz.
All right. So, first question, how many US households are spending 30% of their income on housing?
That's easy. 39 million.
Correct. All right. So, the next one. How many renters in Virginia are considered cost burden?
Let me try. I think it should be 50%, about 50%, I believe.
Are we sure about that one?
Yeah, I'm sticking to my gut. 50%.
All right. Well, I'm glad you did because that was correct. Okay, so moving on to this very last question. So for this one, I'm going to give you three options as an answer. All right. So, which metro area in Virginia had the largest portion of severely cost burden renters? Richmond, Virginia Beach, or Northern Virginia?
I remember this one because I live in the area and it's Richmond.
All right. So, once again, that's your final answer is going to be Richmond.
Now that I think about it, actually, Richmond was up there, but I actually think it was Virginia Beach.
Okay, so we're locking in Virginia Beach as the answer.
It's Virginia Beach.
All right, well, you would be correct.
Come on.
Great job, Abel. Awesome quiz.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today. I will leave you with a smart stat. 39%. This is the percentage of income a typical family would pay for an existing home at the median home price in the first quarter of 2024, according to NAHB Wells Fargo's Cost of Housing Index.
Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Rooflines. real talk about real estate in Virginia. If you haven't already, don't forget to subscribe to Rooflines on your favorite podcast platform. If you have ideas for future podcast topics, please share those with us by emailing rooflines@virginiarealtors.org.